The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Yesterday,
yep.
I could feel the energy. People yeah. in the airport were ready. How does yeah. it feel to be here in Jackson?
Oh, it feels good. I mean, it started, I think, last signing day with Travis Hunter, one of the best recruits in the country, going, I'm going to Jackson State. Everybody's like, what? See, what happened was. Yeah. And obviously the excitement that Deion Primetime brings,
right.
and you could tell then the product on the field now has changed. Yeah. They're undefeated. And then Dez, now College Game Day, first time since 2008. Has been to HBC.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this Jackson State team. They have improved every year since Deion Sanders arrived as head coach in 2020. They went 4-3 in a COVID-shortened season in year one, but last year went 11-2 and made the Celebration Bowl. Now the team is 7-0 for the second time in the past 60 seasons, averaging over 40 points per game. Dez, I'm going to start with you. Yep. How would you say, what have you seen in the improvements that Coach Prime has made here?
Well, Christine, I landed a little earlier because I came in and did an interview with Coach Prime,
right.
and so I got a chance to really go around town and talk to people, and even unsolicited, people would come up to me and say, we just love what Deion has brought to Jackson. We love what Deion is doing for the community. Like, I'm just walking around. I'm not asking anybody anything. So you're talking about how you can feel it. Like, you can really feel the energy that's here because of Coach Prime and what he's been able to bring. And obviously, he's brought in some sponsors like Procter & Gamble, Pepsi, Walmart did their field, American Airlines. So he's just been able to do a lot, not only for the program and the community, but for HBCUs in general, because now a lot of people are starting to pay attention to HBCUs.
Yeah, and there's great football everywhere.
Yeah.
You see the NFL, it's littered with people. Who's that? Where
exactly.
do you play college?
Right.
I don't know, but he's
yeah.
good. Like
exactly.
So finding talent and obviously, you know, bringing the electricity. And here's what I love the most. The thing I love the most about
yes,
Deion
sir.
Is
yeah.
Deion's old school.
100%.
Deion ain't gonna be like, hey man, how are you feeling? Deion,
right.
like, shut your mouth and go to work. Like, and I love that personally
right,
because
exactly.
I think kids need that more nowadays. They need to be talked to the hard way. Like, hey, we ain't all go to the NFL, okay? Work your butt off,
right.
see what happens, learn about discipline, learn about toughness. Deion's about that, and that's what I love.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was at practice and I noticed the uniformity of the team. Everyone had on black socks. No one had their shirts out. Everyone had their jerseys tucked in.
Wow.
No earrings. You know, that type of uniformity is old school. It's going to be his way, or you can leave. You can leave the program. So I really like the fact that you brought that up because I respect that.
Isn't that crazy that yeah. Deion does that when he
yeah.
used to have all the, the chains, the earrings? Like, it's
yeah.
just, it's interesting when you grow up and Deion's like, nah, you ain't doing that here.
But I don't know if he practiced with all the chains and earrings and stuff.
Yeah.
He may have used it, you know, he'll wear it after practice.
Exactly,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
You mentioned your conversation that you had with him earlier. We'll have that later in the show. Let's take a look at the other games that we have this weekend in FBS. There are a bunch of big games. At noon, ABC, Notre Dame heads to Syracuse for a tricky ACC road test. And in the Big Ten, two big games in the East Division as Michigan State heads 90 minutes southeast to take on Michigan in Ann Arbor, and Ohio State takes on Penn State. Speaking of the Buckeyes, now take a look at the Heisman update brought to you by Nissan. CJ Stroud, the Buckeyes quarterback, is currently the odds-on favorite to win the award according to Caesar Sportsbook. And if you look at his season, there's no question as to why. He ranks first in all of FBS in QBR and passing touchdowns, averaging 4 per game. David, his team is taking on Penn State tomorrow. Is Ohio State's offense enough to carry them to a win on the road?
Yes. I mean, I think their offense is the best part of their team, and they've got playmakers everywhere, and it's an embarrassment of riches, and it's great. But obviously, their offense wasn't enough last year, and they had one of the best offenses in the country.
Right.
And their defense let them down time and time again. So they're going to need their defense. But watching this Ohio State offense, they're more balanced than they've been. They're okay running the football. But so I think their offense can absolutely carry the day and win a bunch of games. But when you need it in close games last year against Michigan and close games against Oregon,
you
need to have that defense too.
No, I agree with you. I think as the season grows older, the schedule should get a little bit more complicated, a little tougher, and they should start playing better opponents. Penn State, I'm not sure if they're going to be able to slow down the offense, but I think Penn State's offense may have some success against Ohio State's defense. And you're looking at a group that, you know, 2 weeks ago, obviously, against Michigan, they were exposed, but then the next week, they came back under the lights against Minnesota, and they played extremely well. And this is what we expect from the Nittany Lions defense. You know, they got Joey Porter Jr. He's a shutdown corner, probably a first-round draft pick. If I'm their defense, I'm going to put him on one of those receivers for Ohio State, and then I'll just run a zone coverage with the rest of them, and I'll, you know, take what I can get. Make sure that they pressure C.J. Stroud.
You see behind
I was going to say, I'm slightly
behind
distracted.
You, Dez. No, go back to that single of Dez.
Really
see what we
got.
Single my man up.
They were doing push-ups out there.
Them. I mean, they were dancing.
I guess we're not going to do that.
Okay.
You know, look at y'all.
Since 2000, the Nittany Lions are 1-19 against AP top five teams. The last time it happened was in 2016. That's the one win that they have.
At home against Ohio State, right?
Number two, Ohio State.
Yeah.
Blocked the field goal, ran it back.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's take a look at today's road test presented by Goodyear for Kentucky. This is their biggest test of the season as they cross the border to take on a Tennessee offense that is arguably the best in the country. The Wildcats, however, have a great defense that ranks inside the top 20 nationally in a host of categories, including ninth in points per game allowed. Dez.
Yeah.
Who do you give the edge in this matchup, Kentucky's defense or Tennessee's offense?
Oh, well,
hey. I mean, come on. Talk about a loaded question.
I tell you what, listen, I've seen Tennessee's offense live and in person twice. I saw them against the Gators in Knoxville, and I was like, okay, man, this Hendon Hooker, he's good. They got a really good offense. But then I saw him live against Alabama, and when they went toe-to-toe with the Giant, and then he was, like, going toe-to-toe with Bryce Young, I saw both of those quarterbacks elevate their game to another level. Jalen Hyatt went bananas. And I said, this Tennessee team, this offense at least, is nothing to play with, because what they can do is put an incredible amount of pressure on the other team's offense to try to score points. Because you know they're going to score, and they're going to score quickly. So I think that, you know, I would have to give the nod to Tennessee's offense because Hendon Hooker. And right now, to me, he's the overall favorite to win the Heisman because of his performances on the field and because who he's done it against.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we're taking this offense versus every defense.
Yeah.
They made Alabama look stupid.
Yeah.
Yes, we said that. They made Alabama look they made Alabama look like a JV defense, not a talented defense with a bunch of draft picks. This offense is going to get theirs. Is their team going to be good enough and their defense and their special teams?
Right.
I don't think there's any doubt we're not worried about the offense. It'll be about the other components.
Yeah. The last time that these two teams matched up as AP top 25 teams, do you know when that was? It was a minute ago.
1951.
Ooh. Wow.
It's been a minute. Okay, let's keep this SEC ball rolling. Under Kirby Smart, Georgia has been defined by defense, and this year is much more of the same. They are one of the two teams in FBS allowing less than 10 points per game. The other is Illinois. And it's been tough for teams to get off to a good start against the Bulldogs. Georgia is one of three FBS teams that have yet to surrender a first quarter touchdown this season. And the Bulldogs are fourth in the nation in yards allowed per game, giving up just 247. The fewest yards Florida has gained this season in a game was 279 against Kentucky, the loss that came 26-16. All right, David, any concern for Georgia in the cocktail party?
No, I don't think there's concern. I think I want to know more about Georgia. We talk about schedules. I know they played Oregon week one and dismantled Oregon, but like I think the stretch coming up for Georgia, Tennessee next week, Kentucky. Like I think we're going to learn a lot about Georgia down the stretch, and I'll be interested to learn that. This defense is good. It's putting up great numbers, but it'll play a pretty good offense in Florida that can run the football and has a little bit more balance.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, you know, I'm just my concern is Georgia. manager, becoming complacent, becoming kind of content, and then playing down to the level of their competition. And that's, you know, we've seen that this season. We saw it against Kent State, you know, late in that game. They let Kent State score a lot of points. And then we saw it in the Missouri game. I mean, Missouri was winning that game into deep into the fourth quarter. So that's my biggest concern.
And they didn't do that last year.
They did not. Not at all.
Exactly.
They had different leadership that would not allow that to happen. So that's like only my biggest concern. Outside of that, they shouldn't have any issue with Florida. I mean, we got Anthony Richardson, and he needs to be the best player on the field by far if they're going to even compete with Georgia in the, what do you call it, the largest cocktail
party? The largest cocktail party.
I don't think they don't want that.
They don't want you to call it that. Jacksonville doesn't want that, moniker.
But the game's not going to be there much longer anyways. It's about to go home and home.
I don't see why they was doing it there anyway.
No.
Giving away money.
Billy Napier, obviously first time as a head coach at Florida, going up against Georgia. The last 5 out of 7 coaches have won the matchup, their first matchup. So, I mean, there's a chance. You're saying there's a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
All right, up next on College Football Live, Des went one-on-one with Coach Prime Deion Sanders to discuss his mission here at Jackson State.
This Heisman Update is brought to you by Nissan, premier partner of the Heisman Trophy.
Jackson State rivalry go back many years.
It's evolved into its own classic game. Now there's the Boombox Classic. It's the Sonic Boom versus the Human Jukebox.
This is a really big thing. You got the two premier swag schools. They in the East, we in the West.
I came from Houston. Came back from Houston to be here.
It makes this phenomenal atmosphere. It's almost better than homecoming.
That is a taste of Why Not Us, an 8-part episode original on ESPN Plus, streaming now on ESPN Plus. All right, Jackson State headlines a big day of HBCU games across the SWAC Conference. Hugh Jackson and Grambling host Alcorn State at 3 Eastern on ESPN Plus, and at 4 Eastern, Florida A&M, who are just one game back of Jackson State in the East Division, host Arkansas Pine Bluff. Desmond Howard, I understand you have something special for us.
Yeah, so I had an opportunity to sit down with the GOAT, Coach Prime, and talk to him about why is he at Jackson State and his mission. And we talked about the trials and tribulations of being a head coach at the HBCU, but he also talked about the pleasure and the joy that he gets in coaching. So my walkaway was, Coach Prime loves being here at Jackson State.
Oh, yeah.
Go be smart.
Yes, sir.
Go be tough.
Yes, sir.
Fast.
Yes, sir.
Discipline.
Yes, sir.
Character.
Yes, sir.
But it's what we do.
Coach Prime, what does this game Saturday against Southern represent?
First of all, let's talk about y'all being here.
Okay.
That
yes,
represents
sir.
A lot.
Yes, sir.
It's history. It's historical.
Absolutely.
It takes the HBCU to a whole nother light. It's like the best darn appetizing salad you ever had. But we still got to give you the main course.
You've had so many people reach out and offer their support.
HBCU is in the house tonight, man. I can't even see the show.
Why do you think so many different people have lent their support to you in this program, Prime?
They can see it's genuine.
Mm-hmm.
They can see it's authentic. I think people understand that I'm trying to help these young men in every way imaginable.
Yeah.
And they want to assist in that endeavor.
But check me out, Mom. Throw me that hat.
Getting a guy like Travis Hunter to come to Jackson State, what does that mean for the future of recruiting?
The sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, HBCU didn't dare call, write, text, email, Instagram, getting them DMs of a 4 or 5 star.
Yeah.
Now it's normalcy.
What type of player is Travis Hunter?
Desmond, man, I know you may not believe this, but this boy weighed better than I was at this age and stage. He's just as good as a receiver as he is a DB.
Okay.
Like, Travis could be a first rounder either or.
Gotcha.
But the kid has it.
Sanders. Touchdown! The poise, the composure from Shadur Sanders.
What does your son Shadur bring to this team?
Leadership.
Okay.
Stability, consistency, and a level head. When I'm getting at him, he just says something. Calm down, man. calm down. Boy! Tell your daddy to calm down. I hear what's wrong with you. But he rocks steady. You can't rattle him. He rocks steady.
If the phone rang before this mission was complete, if it was a call from the NFL or the Power Five.
I'm not going to the NFL.
So
by
no means. Only one you would answer would be the Power Five.
I would entertain.
Okay.
Yeah. I have to. Going to the Power Five don't change my lifestyle.
Right.
But guess what? It changes my coaches. So I got to weigh all options. I'm a moment kind of guy. I'm going to dominate this moment, man.
Understood.
Yeah, then I move on to the next moment. But right now, I'm going to dominate this thing.
Great combo, Dez. That's pretty solid.
Okay, we have a
person here.
I'm just saying, it was great.
We have somebody here elevating our set just a little bit. Dave Walker, who will be calling this game tomorrow. You look good. I'm just saying. You're elevating us with suit.
Jacket looks
good. We're just
good.
Over here with, you know, button down.
Mike, give me my jacket.
I've seen what y'all do. There's no way person going to let David Pollock outdress me.
That
you're not
going to
have an agency.
That's not hard to do, Jay. Low ceiling, baby.
I love it. I love it. Okay, Jay, what do you see as the future for not only Prime, Coach Prime, but also this Jackson State team?
Wow, what a loaded question. I mean, talking with Coach Prime, you know, you're around a lot of coaches, and a lot of coaches say, you know, anything is possible. But Coach Prime is one of those guys where, like, everything is possible. Like, everything. Like, he thinks he can go out there, recruit enough guys to compete against some of the biggest schools in the country if he stays the course. I think it was a natural fit with them, with the partnership that they have. But ultimately, what he's done for the HBCU culture as a whole. And anytime you have that much success, you're going to have what we call the haters.
Uh-huh.
But the haters have loved to have a true appreciation for what he's done, because you cannot not give him credit for the achievements that HBCUs have done.
Right.
I mean, we're here.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here. Last season, two seasons ago, you wouldn't be here. But here now, the spotlight is on. His players are performing, and that's not sleep. That 7-0 record has a whole lot to do with why he's getting the attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, you mentioned discipline. You mentioned the type of players.
I like how he just tried to just go into it like nothing happened.
I just stepped
like
into the booth.
Like, he didn't just change clothes.
I just stepped into the booth real quick. You know what I mean? But the thing I loved about talking to Coach Prime and talking to some of the players, especially like Travis Hunter, because you saw like mega stars coming through, like Rick Rose, right? Rick Ross, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg was here a week ago at homecoming. And I said, Travis, how was it meeting Snoop Dogg in the locker room? He said, Mr. Howard, I have to tell you, before the game, I didn't even know he was in the locker room. I was so focused on playing the game that day and my opponent that I didn't even realize that we had what I call a mega international superstar in the locker room. And that speaks to what type of program Prime is running. I mean, these guys, they know they have a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong, because they have to be creative. They don't have a huge budget. They have a very small budget. So they have to be creative in keeping these guys engaged and things of that nature. But when it's time to work, they work. And I respect that, David.
Yeah, and I just wonder how long this will work here, because I think somebody's going to want it. I think somebody's going to want Deion. That's not a knock against Deion. That's not a knock against what they've built. It's they're going to look at Deion Sanders and go, wait a minute, in a Power Five?
Yeah.
That looked pretty dang good, too. So, yeah. You know, with Deion and his personality, he's going to get kids. Like, he's already got – you talked about the sponsors he's already been able to acquire here.
Exactly.
Like, he could do that elsewhere, too. And so I think that could be an opportunity for him down the road. And he'll get that opportunity. It's just a matter of if he wants to do it.
You know, and we call it the noise. There's a lot of noise. Where is he going to next? What's he doing? But, you know, when you have an ultimate team is when it's like us against the world. And nice. Because they're in this box right now, they're using it to perfection. It's Jackson State versus the whole FCS, HBCU, any community out there. That's why this team is so tight. They can handle all the outside distractions. They don't worry about it. They just go out there and try and win football games.
A reminder to tune in to that game, the Boombox Classic, set to kick off at 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN3. So you can hang out with that guy. Thanks, Jay. Thanks for elevating us a little bit. You know, he does have to put his jacket on.
Looking good.
All right, tomorrow on College Game Day, Coach Prime Deion Sanders joins the show, Dean Wojciechowski, with a Halloween treat as he visits UConn head coach Jim Mora's actually haunted house. And we'll have an all-access field pass ahead of a Big Ten showdown between Ohio State and Penn State. More College Football Live when we come back.
Did it. I was flying back. So.
All right, our Saturday night football game. Jim Harbaugh, number 4 Michigan, hosts rival Michigan State at the Big House. The 115th battle for the Paul Bunyan Trophy. Sean McDonough and Todd Blackledge have the call at 7:30 Eastern on ABC and the ESPN app. All right, now we go to the Big 12. Kansas State quarterback Adrian Martinez will be a game-time decision. The transfer from Nebraska is dealing with an apparent leg injury. He left last week's game against TCU after just one series. His team, the Wildcats, faced Oklahoma State tomorrow. Dez, I'm going to ask you this question. Yeah. What chances does K-State have right. against Oklahoma State without if they don't have their quarterback?
I tell you what, without Adrian Martinez, you know, we watched him at Nebraska, and he came down to Manhattan and seemed to just change his whole game around. He's such a great dual-threat quarterback. It's a large part of their offense missing without him at the quarterback position because, you know, he's throwing the ball extremely well, but he's just an excellent runner with the ball in his hands. Runs a zone read to perfection. Without Adrian Martinez, now they got my guy Deuce Vaughn. He's good, even though he got banged up against the Cyclones. He's okay. But without Adrian Martinez, David, I just don't see them having the productivity from the offense that they're going to need to beat Oklahoma State.
Is it fair to blame Gene? Gene went and spent time with Martinez last week. I think it's Gene's fault. He did a piece on him last
Gene
week for the
jinx,
show.
Huh?
I think it's the Gene jinx.
Wow.
I completely blame
Gene. I feel like it doesn't count if it's one
about
person.
That.
Yes.
That's not how it works.
But last week, they did okay with the backup. Howard came in and did a nice job. But the offense definitely looked totally different. And by the way, this is big stakes, too. Whoever wins this game is still looking pretty good in the Big 12.
Yeah, the Big 12 is weird this season. I mean, I feel like, obviously, the only reason
we don't use weird, we use different.
It's different, okay? It's different than usual because it doesn't look anything like what we've seen in the Big 12 before.
Every week, you're like competitive games.
Extremely competitive.
Yeah. The biggest spread in the Big 12 this week is 7.5 points.
Really?
Like, that's almost every single week. It's just really good games.
Wow. No, that says a lot right there. Yeah.
I was looking for Super
Dogs. I was about to say, you must have been studying the spread to look for
obviously,
Super
that's
Dogs.
Obviously what it is.
That was a Super Dog statement.
It's going
right
to be a big day tomorrow from here in Jackson,
that's
Mississippi.
Right.
Check out game day. Oh, my goodness. Didn't know that was going to happen. We'll see you tomorrow.
Give my brother a heads up. Give my brother a warning. That's all I'm saying.